Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend, Pearson Jane Howard, the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Among other books that he, Pierce, and they, Pierce and Jane, have authored. Pierce, you got a new book out called On Happiness?
The Manual for Happiness.
And when am I going to get my copy?
In June.
Okay, coming out in June. And we're going to launch it on this show, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's make sure we do that. And so look forward to that, folks. Jane, wrap up our discussion on conflict resolution with personalities. One of the things that some of the folks that I interview on my show are people who work with family businesses and partnerships. And they're often called in when there's a resolution that has to be made between the partners and the family members. And boy, howdy, do they get into the middle of stuff. What do you think?
Absolutely. And what makes it even more interesting in a family situation is that we know from research that about 60% of our personality is inherited. So yeah. If we're dealing with that inheritance factor, people who...
Every day my mother comes out of me and every day my dad comes out of me.
That's right. And people who relish conflict, who enjoy engaging in it, often won't respect someone who doesn't counter and come back at them with conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they're getting a good argument, then they might just ignore you.
Hmm.
So when you're trying to deal with that, it's so helpful to understand what is the underlying personality, where are people on a scale that measures the degree to which they want to engage in that conflict.
So are you saying that you recommend... If you know somebody is toxic, and I use that's my term, somebody who's going to be a problem if you give them a chance, are you saying that you recommend just sort of avoiding them, ignore them?
No, you've got to deal with it.
Oh, you have to deal with it.
You can't just ignore it, because over time it'll ultimately blow up on you.
Pierce, can you call those people in if it's obvious that it's one person? And we talk about that a lot on the show, about how in a small organization you get one bad hire and it ruins the whole organization. Can you call that one person in without and talk to them about these things and affect a change?
Well, clearly you can call them in and you can talk with them, and you can succeed and you can fail. And if you succeed, you manage the process. As long as you can keep succeeding. But if not, you have to part ways. Everybody can find a niche. A CEO once called me in and said, I got to fire somebody and I can't do it. Would you do it for me? And so I took this person to lunch one day and I said, I got good news and bad news. And she said, what? And I said, your boss can't stand your guts and he's getting ready to fire you. And she said, oh, really? Well, what's the good news? And I said, well, you're basically in the driver's seat. He wants you to part amicably. And so we designed her departure, and she was a happy camper. And what she learned from that process is she didn't belong in an organization.
Yeah.
She ended up as a job, as a real estate person, with a solo office, mm-hmm. in which she did not have to have long-term relationships, and it worked beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a happy camper then.
And the thing is, Jane, if they had gone through the proper kind of profile testing of this person beforehand, you could have told him that, couldn't you?
That's right.
How
you can find that underlying pattern.
How do you ever get a result in where something is so blatantly in one direction and potentially problematic that you actually say to your client, you know, this is not going to work?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, do not hire this person.
Absolutely.
Well, and part of it's understanding who they'll be working with, because we're not only looking at the hire, but
you know,
you need to know the
360. You need to know the 360, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah. CENTACS.com, right?
CENTACS, that's us.
Syntax. Find their books. Folks, if you're thinking about hiring somebody and you want to make sure you get a good fit, that's what they do. They'll help you with that. And you can, as you can tell, they have the courage of their, they have the knowledge and the courage of their convictions. Jane, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Our pleasure, Jim.
Pierce, come back soon, buddy. Let's do that happiness book real soon.
Farewell, friend.
Thank you. See you later. Pierce and Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen. Couple of great friends of ours and really smart people. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.